Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, sorry. Hey, y'all. How you doing? Welcome to Real Talk, Real Plans with your girl, Riri.
Hey, Coco.
Now, we are really excited to talk with you today. It is almost the middle of the month, so it's time for that good old mid-month check-in.
So, for this mid-month check-in, have we changed up our plans for the year? Have we started using our July planners because with the ones we just had to buy when they came out in the spring? Have we been doing our wellness and our gratitude check-ins? Call us and let us know. Let's talk about it. 515-602-9680.
I love it. I love it.
What about you? Let's start with you. Yes. Let's start with you, ma'am.
Okay. So as I look at my salad tracker, because remember, for the whole month of August, I was doing a salad per day.
Mm-hmm.
I have only missed 2 days.
Okay. That's not bad.
And it was not intentional. Yesterday, I did not eat a salad, I don't think. What was yesterday? Saturday?
Saturday, yeah. Well, Saturday, yeah. Everybody gets a cheat day.
Sushi Saturday, I did not eat one.
What is it, Sushi Saturday?
I mean, we had sushi on Saturday, so no, I did not eat one. And today is Sunday, and I did have my salad today. It was from Papa Do's, and it was so freaking good.
Okay.
Yeah, I did not have one on.
That's okay.
The 13th.
You had sushi, so it wasn't so bad. It wasn't a bad day.
Right.
You filled your day with chocolate like me.
I just wanted to make sure that I wrote it down so that I can accurately keep track of it. I have taken my meds every day. I did not do well with walking this week, but the first week I did really, really well. So next week I'll be back on it.
So you are tracking?
Yes, I do track my walking, my salad, my medicine. Yes.
Oh, speaking of tracking, I missed this thing that they would stick us by Rhonda. They were going to talk about self-care, how to use self-care stickers or something. And I just thought about that. Okay, anyway.
Oh, you know, I also forgot to order something from Playing Your Spoons for her 5-year anniversary thing. So I need to go on there and do that. I'm so glad you said that. You're so smart.
No, I'm not going to say that. I just happen to remember something. Not too smart. I missed it 2 hours ago. That's okay.
They will be there. The stickers will be there.
Oh, yeah, I have the stickers. I need to start putting it into action.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all hear me.
And I was just interested to see, you know, what other people do, how other people use theirs. Because sometimes I think that's the thing that gets us, like, caught up. It's like you see what other people are doing, and you want to do just that. But sometimes I just want to be normal about it. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, wait, am I using too many stickers? But how is it too many? It's for me.
It's not too many. And, you know, did I tell you about me making a junk journal?
Yes. We talked about it briefly.
Okay, very briefly, right. So I printed out the junk journal kit that I got. And I'm not sure if any of you guys know, but I hand cut my stickers and paper and everything until I can invest in a Cricut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I I have my, I cut my junk journal kit, and I cut the ephemera, which is like tags and, you know, little tuck spots and pockets and shit. So I tucked it, I did all that. But I'm so slow that I can't get the picture, like the paper to print right side up and like on both sides, like when you print double-sided. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad I started early. I'm going to make it in September. That's my goal, to make the junk journal in September and hopefully be able to use it for like October maybe, you know, or work on it in September so that it, by October, if I wanted to use it, I could.
But it's so easy. Yeah, oh, look at you. Well, you know me. I'm still in my Jane's Agenda.
Ooh.
And loving it.
I
really do.
Photo. I'm really kind of jealous. Like, I'm really
so. Oh, you know what? Like what? Don't
like,
start
you don't
it.
Want to share with me.
Girl. Stop it. No, I do. You know what? I take the pictures and I always forget to upload them. So I will do that. I promise. I'm going to make it my thing to do. I'm horrible with social media posting. I'll look at everybody else's, but it's hard for me to well, it's hard for me to remember to post. But I'll do it. Promises.
What made me think about it was that I refused to kind of look at a lot more junk journals because I didn't want it to influence my style and the way that I did it. I just kind of wanted to be my own. And then afterwards, I can look, compare, contrast, add, delete, you know. But before then, I just want to be normal.
Yeah.
What do you say? I just want to be regular.
Just regular. Just regular.
Regular.
Just a little bit normal.
Literally.
I understand. That's where I am, so I get it. But what does that look like, normal?
Exactly. But, I'm, you know what,
mm-hmm.
let me not say normal. I want to look like mine.
Yeah.
I don't want to look like, oh, I got this from this person, and I got this from this person, and then I look like a culmination or a combination of everybody but Erica Lynn or Regina or Riri or whatever y'all want to call me this week. You know what I'm saying? Like,
first of all, you have to figure out who you are, man.
I'm all of the above, honey. Catch me on the right day. Catch me on the right day.
Yes.
I had a
That's
whole
too funny.
Cousin date today with my cousin. And
I saw that today. Where'd y'all go? That looks good.
Girl, you know the regular old papados.
Old papados. I knew the drink looked familiar.
Girl, you know that's my spot. But I just had a salad today. It was delicious. And she brings out the ratchet in me.
Is that hard?
So, yeah.
No.
So that's real Erica Lynn-ish.
That's right on. It's on the surface, always like right under the surface.
You know, because I'm changed, you know?
Yeah. You know I've been changed. Yeah, whatever.
Almost dang it.
We all got a little ratchet over it right underneath.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Oh, no. What am I doing with my life? Girl, these little tape things are giving me the blues.
What are you doing?
Girl, you know, trying to plan, taping them a little Fobonichi. Can I call it that? Fobonichi?
I don't know. I guess so. I don't have any of those.
What?
Fobonichis.
I don't either.
Oh.
This is just a week on one page cut, like a cutout.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Did you buy anything this week? I must say, I'm very proud of myself. I've not been buying planner stuff. And I was having stuff come, you know, but so now it's just my regular, what do you call them? Subscriptions, like extra stuff I haven't been buying. But I did make my Playing Your Spoons order, so I'm just waiting on that.
Yay!
And there was another thing I ordered. I remember. But anyway, once they come, and it's been a little bit, so I'm just waiting on those. But I really haven't been.
That's not from Quita. I don't know. You said you was going to give Quita another chance, and you ordered something from her, and you said you was going to let us know when it came to you.
Wait a minute, dear. Did I order something? I don't know. I'm going to check my own box to see if I ordered it. Because you know me, I'll put stuff in my cart and then think it's on its way. And then that one wouldn't be on her. And then it's just sitting in my cart. So, yeah, I do that, but with everything, shopping, clothes. I still have stuff in my car from Shein. Thinking, and I'm sitting there and waiting on it. I was like, why is it taking so long? Look, it's still in the cart.
So, hey, Queen?
And I,
Talking about for Shein or Quita?
Shein. I didn't look for the Quita one. You just reminded me of that. I didn't even know what I don't remember what I was going to order.
Let me, you ain't need it. Perfect. So let me tell you what I did purchase.
Okay,
I did purchase a ticket to yet another planner conference thingy. And this one is Bridgerton inspired.
Oh. You going to buy the whole get up?
I don't know. I am.
Well, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right.
Right. I don't know if I'm going to go, like, full queen or if I'm just going to, you know, I don't know, damsel in distress it.
Oh, my God. Let me see. I'm going to look on on Amazon. I'm going to find your Bridgerton dress.
Okay, you should. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You got to get the one that's the whole Victorian thing with the sleeves, the lace-up, and all of that.
And you know that the Victorian period is my favorite period in literature.
Oh, really?
It is. Everybody was just so extra, you know?
Yeah.
It was just like, what? You had a period? Let's have a ball.
Yeah, everything was a party. Yeah, you're right.
What? You got a suitor? Let's invite them all. anybody wants to, you know, throw duels with me? Let me slap you with my glove.
Yeah, this is what you need. This is perfect for you.
Girl, that portrait, I just keep thinking about the portrait of Dorian Gray, like how I could really, like, suit and tie that thing, because that man was fine, but he was ugly on the inside. So the mirror up front, it was, like, ugly and haggy. But everything else, while he was out, he was just like, ba-bam, I'm in these streets. I love it. Love it.
Oh, my God. Well, they have a bunch of them on Amazon, a really nice one.
Okay, well, I'm definitely have to do some shopping later on. You can help me.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Not my thing. At all.
Oh, my God, I might just want to buy one of these outfits just to dress up.
Well, let's do it. I'm going to be turning the big 4-0 this year.
Mm-hmm. You have an Bridgerton party?
Not necessarily, but I do think that we should just cut up. I want everything to be just wild and out.
I'm down.
Every time.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to send you this link. I found you the perfect costume. Okay. And we have gotten way off topic with this one.
No, it's not
even
on topic.
Hell, yeah, that's true. Anything goes. Yeah.
Anything goes.
So you're going to that conference. We're going to the one in November.
I'm also going to one in January.
That's the Harry Potter one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Harry Potter person.
It's okay, you know.
But I would have gone. But I'm hoping and praying and wishing that the Chicago Planning Conference comes back next year.
Yeah, she has been talking about it, and now it's just kind of like, they better, because now I want to go.
I really want to go. I really just enjoyed it. I don't know. Maybe because it was the first one that I went to, but I liked it. It was so nice. Everybody was nice and got along, and it didn't matter, you know, all the different varieties and demographics. It didn't matter. Everybody was just happy, and shared one common interest, and that was exciting. But anyway, so we're going to the SDS. And wait a minute. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
SDS, because I wanted to talk to you about this the other day. I see something for Friday night and Saturday, but nothing for Sunday as far as the schedule or the itinerary, but it was advertised the 4th through the 6th, so that means maybe they're just figuring out the itinerary for Sunday.
No, that's it.
Huh?
That's it.
So wait, Sunday there's nothing to do?
No. You just have to make your phone with your friend.
How? Are you sure?
Yeah, but I read.
So it wasn't advertised for the 6th? Maybe we just assumed that?
I mean, it might have been. I don't know. I do. You know. I just work here.
You just work here? Okay. Well, maybe I'm wrong about the dates. If anybody wants to enlighten us, if y'all know, please let me know. Because I swear I thought it was for the 3 days.
I just want to know.
I would have paid that much for whatever. Anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's one thing about the Harry Potter one. All the stuff that they have, like, listed, like, to do for the itinerary, it definitely seems like you're getting a bang for your buck.
Yeah. All right, and that's what I would hope, but okay, I guess not. I guess that's it because no one has said anything. You know, like people usually be in a group, and maybe it was just me. I was assuming.
I hate when I can't find my little scalpel thing.
Lord have mercy, don't call it a scalpel. People think you're doing surgery at your house.
I am doing surgery. I'm doing sticker surgery. They
oh
know
my
what I'm
God.
Talking about, a scalpel.
Oh, no.
They don't?
I have to send you. Yeah, no, I think they do. I have to send you one.
No, you gave me a bunch of them. That's why, man, I can't put my hand on
it. Oh. Well, I got a bunch of them, and I never can find them either, so I totally understand.
Okay.
That's why I said it.
I'm rattling, y'all. This is me looking. I'm working here. I'm working.
It's okay. At least you're working on planning. So I've got to get better about a lot of things. Oh, no. The date, it says Friday and Saturday. I swear I thought it said Sunday. But anyway, I've got to get better about posting, taking pictures and posting before the pin and after the pin. And I used to really do good with that, but I'm going to do it. And take the pictures and post them and do a flip through.
Ooh. So I would like to, I don't know if I sent you, but I'd like to say that the paper fan posted their very first video, and it was really good, and I'm going to post a link on my thing so y'all can see it, too. It's really cute. I'm really excited for her doing her thing.
I want to see it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I will definitely send it to you. I was really, really, really excited about it.
I just saw something really weird on Facebook. So if you want to join the conversation, our phone number is 515-602-9680. So we have been, well, last week I said that we would start entering people who write in or, you know, like they have questions, or if they call in, we would add them to a drawing for the end of the month for a planner goodie bag, just because I can't tell you exactly what's going to be in it. There's so many different things to choose from. But anyway, it'd be a nice planner goodie bag. So, what was that? Did you hear that beeping?
I did not.
Oh, it must have was me. It must have been in my headset. Oh, you know what? Charging it with the computer is working better. Anyway, but you know one thing that's been missing this week in the planner world?
What?
A little drama. No. Everybody must be busy with back to school.
Yeah, probably. Got to get them ugly kids ready to get on the bus.
Oh, no, you didn't call the little kids ugly?
Well, you know, when I say ugly, I mean. Well,
yeah, I know. It was a term of endearment.
No, I mean ugly. They be ugly.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They do. And then we just be so nice. Oh, look at little Johnny. No, Johnny is ugly.
Yeah, and I mean, I'd be like, oh, look at her.
Yeah, you don't want to lie to him.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be
like, oh.
Right. Yeah, I did not see any drama really, but I did get another question about Chateau Hell No. And so I've been doing some extensive research.
Oh, okay.
And yet there's going to be a rescheduled event. And so is it
for that expensive conference?
Yes.
I don't think there's going to be a rescheduled event.
I mean, if you are letting people think that you are important enough to just eat lunch with, then I don't know why you wouldn't think that you could reschedule it and be fine.
Well, I was hoping that that was a eye-opening moment, a moment of reflection for the person, because sometimes, you know, you just have to take a step back and look at yourself and be like, oh, wait a minute, I need to rethink this.
You know, don't vote.
Maybe I thought this was something that it's not, you know.
They don't like me for real, so.
Yeah.
So,
it's not even that so much. It's like, girl, read the room.
Yeah, that was just too much. There was something else that I wanted to investigate.
Oh, let's do it, Yeah, I'm an investigator by trade.
It was in that planner drama group. Who, if you really think about it, they never really have any drama.
No, we have to create our own planner drama group.
Right.
Because I don't know how we be stumbling across some good stuff sometime, and then we forget to tell y'all about it.
And then taking screenshots and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. This is it.
Oh, I knew they had some drama in the UK. And I was like, now you know the drama that reached across the pond. Y'all ain't got the English folks involved in the drama.
Okay, yeah. So you can tell us more about that. Because I didn't really dig too deep when you said you had that one, but baby, them Brits got they britches in a box.
Oh yes, girl.
They like what?
I think the person had run off with the money or something. But they were like they had over 200 tickets that was bought or sold or whatever. It's called UKEA or UK something. And it was supposed to be some large meetup, and it never happened. And they can't find the organizer. the person who, you know, sponsored it or whatever, then took off with 20,000 pounds, Cheryl.
Ooh, how much is 20,000 pounds in American dollars?
It's usually pretty close, so I don't know.
That's too much money to be running off with, I tell you what.
Yeah, I don't care if it was 2 pounds. That's too much, and you're not, you run off with the people money, you're not, you produce nothing. I don't know, but it's a lot of money to be running off with.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, and they have like, on Instagram, I think it was on Instagram or something, really were tagging like the UK fraud people, I guess it's some governmental thing.
Like our Better Business Bureau, maybe?
I guess. Yo, maybe so, yeah. People pay through, and some people pay through PayPal. They're still having an issue, but I don't know.
Wow.
I think she is being investigated, though, because she had told the people who work on her team that her PayPal account was frozen or something because of it being investigated. So they have had some kind of breakthrough with the social media call for action, if you will. But, yeah, it's been crazy. I think this has been going on for a few years. It was supposed to happen this year. Like, okay, I think, like, it was right before COVID that they sold the tickets, so maybe it was supposed to be in 2020. And then, you know, obviously, like, everything else, it got pushed back, and then nothing. It was supposed to be in, like, the summer of this year, and nothing.
Deleted their Facebook account, everything.
Everything. Her friends were bullying people, whoever this woman is. Her friends were bullying people who were, like, speaking out about it.
Wow.
And whoever this lady is, she's still active, they said, on Twitter, maybe. And she had, like, her Facebook account deleted, but she reactivated it under a different name or something. I was like, girl, all this drama, you're stealing people money? But she had made some kind of post about she's going through a lot of something, but that was back a while ago. And then people, I think that's what kind of heightened their senses to what was going on. But anyway, she done took off with these folks' money, and they not having it.
I know.
So now her PayPal account is frozen, and she out here on social media under aliases. Girl, just if you're going to disappear, disappear.
Okay, all the way.
But this shows you, though, how people get so hooked up and caught up in the person with these shops, and a lot of them are personable and things like that, but I think that's how you let your guard down, because one of the girls was like, oh yeah, she was my friend online for seven, 8 years, whatever it was, and it's like, oh, she ain't your friend, honey. She's a business owner, and she took your money. She was not your friend, but I guess you made her feel like she was your friend.
You couldn't tell me that. I mean, I guess you could, but I know some people online that I met online and have never met in my real life, and I really, 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 really love them.
Listen, I get that, but it's a business. It's just like me ordering from Amazon every day. What's the dude's name? I don't think he's my friend. You know what I'm saying? He's not my friend. I just order from him, or order from Amazon every day. I don't know.
Right.
But I guess.
I mean, yeah, but I'm not going to order from him. I don't really order from my friends. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna take that out of it. If we're friends, I'm buying from you because I'm buying from you, but I don't want to ruin our friendship with money.
Yeah.
But I get it. Yeah, I get what
you're saying. Yeah, she considered the woman her friend. The woman never considered her a friend.
Right. And, man, I was, let me tell you, I was feeling mighty down this week. And some of my online friends, including you, really came to help a nigga.
It happened.
I just had a rough week. Mm-hmm. And for y'all to just, like, you know, kind of rally around me and, you know, send positive vibes and stuff, like, y'all can't tell me we ain't best friends. Like, what you say? I might have to fight you for talking about my friend like that, you know?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
no, no. But yeah, that lady took your money. She ain't your friend at all.
She is not your friend. You're gonna stop telling people that you thought that was your friend.
Okay.
That wouldn't even come out of my mouth at this point.
Mm-mm. That's just like me saying. Never
mind. Yes. Mm-hmm. Stop it. You talking about your half planner? And that was free. And you're selling it. Oh my God.
If anybody ever wants to love me and give me a, you know, half letter discount, holler at me. Okay.
I think people are going to be calling in saying they're going to give you one. Oh, you know what? We're going to start a GoFundMe. For your letter planner.
I don't want the money. I just want a care package with some cut pages, some discs.
Okay.
Already.
Mm-hmm. Do you still use your sprocket?
Yes, absolutely.
So I always forget about it. Like I have a million of these pictures or whatever. Because some days I don't have, or some weeks I don't have a lot of stuff to plan in my personal planner, which is the Jane's Agenda planner. You'd think I was a PR person, and I am not, y'all. So
I'm about to call
anyway.
And make you one. I see it one more time. I swear to God.
But I was thinking I could put, like, pictures from stuff that I did, you know, that week or whatever, or, like, the grandkids or whatever. But I'll tell you what. This is what I need, too. It means I'm going to get me a new mini planner for this. Because, you know, I don't know if I told you. Well, I'll be 50. Well, no, you know, but I'll tell everybody else. I'll be 50 years old next year. And my goal is, my birthday is October 18th, so I want to do 50 weeks to 50. So it gives me the 2 weeks to finish because I celebrate the whole month of October for my birthday. I've always done that. So it gives me all of October this year to get that out the way. And then the first week of November, which would give me 50 weeks to next year, I want to do something different. It could be a restaurant, it's some experience, or traveling somewhere I haven't been. I just want to do something new or something that I haven't done before every week until I turn 50.
That is going to be fun.
It is. So I need to make, you know, that to say, I need to make a memory planner for that. But what size should it be?
I don't know. My go-to size is always like A5.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, capacity.
Yeah, it's a good size. It's not too big, not too small.
Right, right. You don't have the stress of trying to fill out a whole piece of paper.
Oh, and maybe that'll be good for those little, you know, I got one of those little thin planners from like Pretty Planner. You know, you always talk about the little rings.
Oh, shit, yes.
And I can use that one. I have, that one's A5.
Yeah, because you're only going to have 50 pieces of paper. I don't know if that's going to fit, though.
Girl, that's going to fit. But do 25 firm back.
Right. You're right.
I think 50 will fit. It'll be just fat enough to not break the rings.
Right. Hey, use some good paper. I'm really working on my junk journal. I could print you out a set.
Yeah, I think that's what I need to do. Oh, thank y'all for working through that with me. I really needed to work through that. Yeah, I need to do that. And that's coming up soon.
It really is. Like I said, I'm on my way to 40. So I've been doing little things. So when I went to the beach, one of my things was to go to the beach in a new bathing suit and not wear a cover-up.
Oh, sucky.
And so I did it. I was, you know, just really. And here's another one that I'm going to do. I know it's weird, but, you know, you drive down the street and you see those, like, those big, like, worker bee trucks on the side that are, like, off for the night. Like, oh, we're not going to dig up this ground anymore. We're just going to leave it here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get in one and take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, side of the road, middle of the night. Hey!
There you go. Hey, it's something different. Just be careful.
It is. And I also would like to take a picture in the middle of the street.
Okay. Any street? Peace Street?
Actually, it's supposed to be Covington Highway, but I'm not on that side of the street, side of the world anymore. So I'm going to have to try something out here. But my sister did it when I was a kid, and it really traumatized me. And I was just like, get out the street. So I'm going to recreate that for me.
Well, that's really cool.
I thought she was so young and cool. I mean, she was probably 18, which made me like 7 or 8, right? And so I was just really devastated. Get off the stage, you're going to hit my car, you know. But anyway, so that's going to be my thing. So I told her I was going to do it, and she was like, but you did that in Mexico. I was like, no, I didn't. I didn't take a picture in the street. She said, we videotaped you twerking in the street and Mexican in the street and taking a picture.
So you going to sit in the street?
Yes, I'm going to recreate her picture.
Oh, you have the picture, you're going to recreate it. Okay, so what, ma'am, what time of the day or what street is this? Because this is sounding real dangerous.
Oh, listen, you only get to be 40 one time.
Yeah, and maybe not for a long time if you're sitting in this street.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to tell anybody. Just the folks listening. Y'all heard it.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. That's cool. That's cool, though. But I like stuff like that. You know, it's making memories.
I mean, it's nothing major, you know. I'm also going to buy a set of luggage because why am I a grown woman who does not have a good set of luggage?
Mm-mm. Girl, I don't care how much luggage you buy. It's never really enough. I bought new luggage the other day, but just the one piece. But let me tell you where you go. The same suitcase I was going to get, and actually it's made a little better, at Walmart for $109. I got it for $64 at Ross.
Wow.
And they have full complete sets, too. So it's not like just piecemealing it together. But anyway, yeah, that's my little tidbit for today. They also have planners. They're usually, like, outdated or earlier in the year or whatever. But you can redate them. I have found undated planners also there.
I am not really.
Yeah, no. And I'm not buying a planner.
And dating no damn planner. However, if I'm going to really use my stash like I keep saying I am, I will do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how that goes.
I do.
You know. So perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually working here. Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
You're working?
I'm working. My plan for the week is almost done, girl. I have been loving these little one-page, two-page little kits from Tawana Simone.
That's what I was just about to ask you. What is your theme?
Oh, well, I've been asking one of my book friends about what theme to do. And so this week she said peaches. And so
you know me.
A sweet old Georgia peach, honey.
Mm.
She likes together. So.
I think I'm going to use my Oceania from Villa Beautiful.
Okay, then. I can't
wait. Because I'm out of town and it's the only one I brought with me. So.
I was like, I can't wait to see a Villa Beautiful kit being used.
Yeah, because I've collected them. I have all of them that I've ever had.
I've used a few out of some. They're so pretty.
Yeah, they are pretty. And you're like, oh, I don't need to. I use something else. And just hold on to this for a better spread. And it's like, the whole year has passed. When are you going to use this spread? So I always use them like the next season. So if it's a Valentine's Day or whatever, I always use it the next year. But I'm going to stop doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop doing it.
But yeah, these little kits are just enough for this little Hobonichi little spread. Or Fobonichi. I don't know. And I actually, man, I got to stay off freaking Etsy. But I've been looking and a-looking.
Really?
Looking and a-looking, honey. And I've also think that I have decided that I really would like to learn my Cricut Joy to see if I'm really going to go ahead and get a real Cricut.
Oh.
I mean, not a real Cricut, you know, but you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like a full-size one?
Yeah, I want the new Cricut maker. I don't know why. Let me stop. No, I don't. But, yeah, you should. You should do that. You should start using it to cut your stickers and stuff.
But the problem is that it's a small, like it's small.
Doesn't matter. So are your stickers. All you have to do is, I can show you how to do it. You just need to format your, you know, you'll use your small. I'll show you how to put them on this page.
Okay.
So you can do that, and then you don't have to be manually. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm good. I took it. I'm going to post a picture of me doing all that cutting. My niece was clowning me so bad. Let's see.
Oh, Jesus.
How long are you going to do this?
Yes, you got to, yeah. You have
but
to start.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
So has anybody been telling you things they want to talk about or for us to discuss?
Let's see. I can check my, girl, me and these damn app limits. I just be doing myself so wrong, acting like I'm going to be off.
You do. You do yourself so wrong. And me too. You do me wrong too.
No. The only thing that I have been getting are questions about, like, what it is that we're talking about. And I think we talked about, like, for example, now that we are I'm kind of seasoned in the community, I use a lot of terms that we just know, right? Like, oh, B6, A5, astrology, you know, those kind of terms that, if you're in the planner community, just kind of pick up on because you've seen it so long. But
mm-hmm.
because I'm sending it to people, they don't know. And so it's like, let me, so like, what is this? Can you show me a picture of that? So I'm really taking some notes. I think I talked about this, but I'm taking some notes to kind of figure out what it is to put, you know, put it together so that they'll have kind of like a, you know, they'll have a way to go in and do it, or a list, a working document maybe, because it's always going to be something new in the planner community, hopefully. Hopefully something new comes out because you need like a fresh start You know?
Like, yeah.
You
know, yeah.
Everything is so redundant. And now I understand, like, when I first started planning, I didn't understand. Like, my sister had me all into dolls and stuff, and they were so cute, blah, 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 blah. And then there would be people who would be like, yeah, no, I don't really put dolls in my center. And so now I'm kind of like, I don't have to have a doll. You know, like,
Yeah.
I have them now, and I will put them in there, but I don't have to have them. You know, it's just the growth. So it's encouraging to see. And when I was watching that flip through from the Paper Fan, Chris is definitely a OG. I've had everything, you know, in the planner community. And so when she got to the weeks where it was just pen and highlighter, paper and highlighter, it was kind of like, oh, yeah, I remember these days, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, back when I was a planner and didn't know it was a planner, I was, you know, just different color pens because I was just cute like that. Oh, this pen matched my outfit. Oh, it's what I wore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing that I did this week you'd be really proud of. So, you know, I've been using a little Fibonacci for each week. Well, I actually did a whole 2-page spread in the middle of the week just because I felt like it.
Oh, you want the truth?
Yeah.
You know, seriously, with it.
Yeah, I was like, this is my plan. I can do 2 days if I want to. Feeling all spicy.
Here you are.
Yeah. I was going to say something else. So if you had to give up one thing planning that you still like, but you got to give it up, what would it be?
Oh, shoot. You still like it, but you got to give it up. So something that would be a real sacrifice?
Yeah.
Is there a beautiful dance?
Ooh. Yeah, that's a tough one.
It would be tough for me if someone's. And you know what? For three, most of them still in the pack, still in the case, everything. Never been opened. I have FOMO. I really do. It's like, oh, my God, I got to get that. Why? But that's the marketing, I think, is really good, at least for my little brain, because I'm like, oh, my God, yeah, I can't wait. As soon as they send out those emails, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to do it. I got to get that. I got to remember. I got to set my alarm. I do all of that. And I could be in a meeting, and I know my one-on-one with my manager is on Thursdays. And 3:00, the very time that I have to do this. Every time there's a Villa Beautiful thing, which is almost weekly, I always send him a note and say, hey, give me 5 minutes. I'm in the middle of something. I'm in the middle of shopping.
Okay.
And that's probably really bad. But anyway, that's why I say that would probably be the thing. That would be the sacrifice. I don't know. I just got to have them.
I'm trying to think what I would.
Which you would what?
What I would give up. I think I would give up in my planner. I think I would give up stickers, maybe.
I was going to say, I thought you would say washi.
Ooh. Washi got a hold on me.
I know. I don't
even know why. It's like once I use it, I'm like, okay, that was fun. Now I need some new washing. But it's like, I mean, I do have some that I go to over and over again, but I also have some that I still have never opened, ever.
Oh.
But I didn't pick it. It just came with something, you know?
Yeah.
I really like Villa Beautiful's washi because of the abstract.
Mm-hmm.
And Simply Gilded, I like some merch too. I think I'm over the bowls. I'm over the, you know, drips.
I'm so over all of that.
I'm over all the repetitiveness. And so that's another reason why I'm really loving trying to introduce new people into the planner community or decorative journaling and that kind of stuff, because I got a way to get rid of stuff that I loved, that I spent good money on, and it's not like putting it in a bag and, you know, leaving it at Goodwill for them to throw away, because don't throw away my shit.
Yeah.
But, okay, one more question.
Mm-hmm.
What is something that you absolutely hated before, but now you like, I hate to admit it, but I like it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Uh-huh. Something that you hated before that now you like, I think I like that.
Probably would be washi for me. And I didn't hate it. I just wasn't a big fan.
Okay. What about something I loved? Something that I loved and now I'm like, I just talked about that though with that washi. But
yeah.
I think my little functional mini girls. You know how Oso Paper has like the girl behind the computer working or the girl
mm-hmm.
walking around the back. I love those, but some of them are too big. So when she starts to make them the way she did for those last few kits where they're smaller, I think I can get back to using them. But they were just too big for this little bitty mini Hobonichi thing I'm wearing because you take up the whole box. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, too. You just reminded me of something else that I have sitting in my cart, the Oso Paper stuff.
You ain't bad at it. About a chance.
No, and you know what? And I went back in because my assistant at work, like, she saw I had the personalized little notepads, you know, with the profession and all that, and something about from the desk of Leslie, whatever. Anyway, and she wanted this. So I had created, you know, for her, a personalized one for her. I was going to give it to her as a gift. And it's still sitting in the cart. Now that you said that, it just reminded me.
Yeah, I haven't. I need to. I'm going to go over there and go look right now.
Yeah. They're really cute. And I need to order those stickers, too, before everybody else gets them. God, I can't believe I did that.
Just left them in your cart again.
Yeah.
And
I didn't mean to say assistant. That sounds so.
Oh, well. Now she just knows she got a gift. It's all good. No deal, who it is.
Well, no, she's not listening. I just hate that I say that. It just sounds
like you so hot to try.
Yeah, and I don't like that. And obviously that's what you were thinking because you just said that very easily.
Because you are hot to try, my friend.
No, I didn't want to say it like that. That bothers me. going to wake me up in the middle of the night.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I like this. Yeah, yeah, this is cute. Kind of neutral. And, you know, Crep Crep just made some new boxes, released some new boxes on her Patreon that match that kit.
Oh, awesome. Really?
Yes, she did.
Oh, you know what? You don't have TikTok, though.
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any more Patreon things that you want to get into?
No, and I'll tell you why. I never use the stuff. I never go on Patreon. I don't even know if I still have the thing downloaded on my phone. That's how bad it is. And I'm still paying for it.
Oh, yeah, so you don't have to worry about that with me, baby.
I know, but I need to start using it.
I print and cut, friends.
Yeah. I'm glad you reminded me, though. I just haven't had a lot of time, honest to God, to do a lot of stuff that I want to do.
Yeah, and you've just been
going,
and working. Oh, wait. Can you tell me something? Because I don't.
Yeah.
I know Kiway is a thing. Kawhi, what is it?
I have no idea. I'm going to go with Kawhi.
Kawhi. Okay, so I know that's a thing, but is it a brand?
I have no idea. I don't like it. Here it is. I just Googled it. Kawaii is the culture of cuteness in Japan.
Okay.
It refers to items, humans, and non-humans that are charming, vulnerable, shy, and childlike. Childlike. That's why I don't like it. I mean, I know there were grown women playing with stickers, but nope.
Okay.
Oh, that came out of nowhere.
It did. Okay, well, I guess it's time for us to wrap it on up today. Sorry, you guys. Don't forget to head on over to Plan Your Spoon, where you can still use Real Talk with Riri as a code and get 15% off. There's already a big sale going on now for her anniversary. As usual, Paper House Productions. You can use Erica 15 and get some money off your Harry Potter kits because they just got some new cute washi. Ooh, I'm about to buy it. Coco, got anything?
No. I just hope everyone has a beautiful week. Stay cool in these streets. Let us know if you hear of any hot gossip.
Okay, can you please give us some of these planetary weights? But y'all, I got a new one for y'all tonight. Y'all ready? You ready for the new sign off tonight?
Ready.
My mama said, a wet ass and an empty pocketbook don't go together. Have a great week, everybody.